Yes, I've heard of Chinooks.
What is a Chinook?
It's a warm wind, I think, in the spring, in, like in Washington and Idaho and Montana up in there.
Mm-hmm. But you don't get them here?
No, starts the melting of the snow.
Okay. And what's a blue norther?
No, that's down in East Texas. That's not here. But from what my I've never seen one, but what Mother used to tell me when she lived down, went to school down there, that the sky would get very, very, very blue. You know, it would be hot or warm, and it'd get very blue, and then all of a sudden that cold air would just come right through, just freeze everybody.
Oh, wow.
It could be like you would in the morning start out without a coat, and by evening you'd be freezing to death.
Hmm. Wow.
And that's why they call them blue northers, because the sky got so blue.
Oh, huh. Interesting. Okay.
And of course, down in East Texas, the skies are sort of watery looking because it's not blue like it is here.
Uh-huh.
Because the humidity.
Humid. Yeah. When it doesn't rain here, what do you call that?
Drought.
And what are there other names for that?
It's dry. And dry to blow away.
Okay. Names for cultivated grasses.
Oh, dear. Well, you have Zoysia, and you have St. Augustine, you have Bermuda, you have bluegrass. I can't think of any more. Right off
those
the
are
top
the major
of
ones. That
the ones we used to
here.
Sell, uh huh.
Okay. And, the farmers out here, they grow
cotton and alfalfa,
and all together these
and chili
are called a farmer grows a
what now?
A farmer grows a
crop.
Mm-hmm. And are there names for uncultivated crops?
Weeds.
Weeds.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. What are some local trees?
Well, we've got the cottonwoods and elms and the willow trees and the ornamental pistachios, the pecans, and the Afghan pines. Mondale pines are the same thing. And the Japanese pine and the
Nepples.
Okay. And
willows.
What?
Willows.
I said willows.
Mm-hmm.
And of course fruit trees.
What about desert?
Yeah,
trees?
Fruit trees, you know. Desert trees.
Yeah.
Have the Mexican elders and the willows. Desert willows, the mesquite, but they really don't get into a tree in this part of the country, but
oh.
There can be a tree.
Why is that?
Not enough moisture.
No.
And then you have, oh yeah, the Palo Verdes. That's a desert willow. What's this stuff out here, one that turns pink in the spring? I can't think of the name.
Tamarisk?
Yeah, well, no, I don't call it. Salt cedar. He calls it tamarisk, and I call it salt cedar.
Is it the same thing?
No, it's not. I read that this is really not tamarisk.
Yeah, it is, too.
Okay.
Sycamores.
Yeah, sycamores. Oh, we have sycamores.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh, okay. And what
my
are those?
Mulberries.
Mulberries, yeah, a lot of mulberries. What are those things that turn gold in the mountains of Colorado?
The aspens, New Mexico too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And are there other names for aspen?
Quaking aspen.
What? Where have you heard that term? Is that a term you use?
My mother always used quaking aspen.
Oh.
But that's the real name because the little leaves seem to quake all
yeah.
the time, you know.
Yeah, I heard that. Somebody else too.